So I always like cases that involve people in their 80s because, you know, it's really so common and so problematic. And one of the patients you were going to discuss was an 82-year-old woman. Can you talk a little bit about her?
Sure. This was a lady that had had a previous malignancy and was a very vigorous lady. And she had been followed for colon cancer, was completely resected, had a laparoscopic colectomy, and did fine. But
and she had breast cancer too?
Yes. And at the time of her workup, she was found to have a ground glass opacity in the right upper lobe. So her original operation was in 2007. When I first saw her, it was about a year and a half later, or a year later. And so she now presents with the ground glass opacity that's changed. It's a little bit more solid. And in fact, when you got a PET scan on this lady, ground glass opacities, if they've got PET activity, I'm very concerned about them, especially if these are the ground glass opacities that haven't responded to antibiotics, that have been persistent, and they've changed a little bit in morphology.
She's a smoker?
She was a non-smoker. So she fits into this pattern that we're seeing of patients who get CAT scans who are non-smokers that have these ground glass opacities and what to do about it. So fortunately, this was not lost to follow-up. This patient was followed very, very closely with serial CT scans and finally had a PET scan that showed some activity. And the question was, what are you going to do in this 82-year-old lady that's had two malignancies, albeit both cured, to take care of this lesion in the lung?
And I guess there would be an issue about whether this could have been a met.
Absolutely, but it's very unusual for a ground glass opacity to look like a metastasis. You'd wonder, is this more like lymphangitic spread, but localized like this? Not really. So pretty much the idea of a ground glass opacity in a non-smoker, which we think is associated from studies that have been published, we think it may be a lung cancer. And if you've had two malignancies, and certainly you could have a third.
So what happened?
So we spoke to her, and this lady wanted to have this taken care of. So in an 82-year-old lady where, again, you want to do what's best but minimal, she had a VATS lobectomy, which was uncomplicated, and she did fine.
What was seen pathologically?
This was actually an invasive adenocarcinoma, which we suspected because of the solid component. It wasn't just one of these, quote, BACs that has no invasion. It was indeed a mixed tumor that had evolved that who knows what would happen to this. Is this one of these overdiagnosed cases? I don't know. But certainly when you have invasion, I'm a little bit more concerned.
Now, did you send the tumor for EGFR mutation?
We did, and she is mutated, but she did not want to go on any adjuvant trials at this point, so we have it in the bank.
So she was, what, a 19 or 21?
19.
Wow. So does that make you more, because I'm still kind of thinking, okay, yeah, but adenocarcinoma, could this be a met? I guess the EGFR mutation seals it as lung cancer.
It does, but even better was the TTF1s, I guess,
mm-hmm, right.
And all the immunohistological staining
right.
Certainly gave us an idea that this was a lung cancer.
Did you do ER and HER2 on her?
We did, and those were negative.
Interesting. So what's her situation right now?
Saw her in the clinic about 2 weeks ago, and she's doing great. So she has no evidence of any other disease, no other GGOs that we're concerned about at this point. So she continues to be followed at three-month intervals for the first 2 years.
How long was she actually in the hospital?
She was in the hospital for 4 days.
And any problems at all?
Not really. I mean, these patients have, in my opinion, although it's not been shown, a little less complications from arrhythmias, but of course she's on a beta blocker beforehand. We get the patients up very quickly. We give them heparin prophylaxis. So they have minimal pain. And that also eases their, let's just say, hospital stay. The epidural comes out earlier in these patients. It comes out at 2 days instead of 3 days. So you're moving the patient toward home earlier.